All right, a lot of controversy with the... Well, what else is new? President Trump is in the hot seat again for much of nothing, but, you know, we have to have some kind of sensationalism going on or we won't watch the news.
Yeah.
You got to understand, it doesn't matter what side you're on. This is like a juicy hamburger, this president tour.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's like watching a football game. You're not going to watch it if there's only one team playing against no one.
Yeah, so here we go. Good morning, President Trump.
Good morning, Stacey. Smoke cracked. Got to hit executive time soon, so let's make this quick.
All right, Mr. President, the first GOP Congressman, Justin Amash, has called for your impeachment. Can you believe that? Any comments?
Look, I could care less about what this guy says than those chicks on The View. And with Whoopi and Joy Behar, I use the term chicks very loosely, believe me. He's a total loser and, frankly, a big disappointment. You know, like Robert Pattinson getting tapped to be Batman. Huge disappointment. Bottom line is, if I'm going to take advice from someone who represents Michigan, it's going to be either Kid Rock or Ted Nugent. That I can tell you.
Sir, you're continuing to block subpoenas from Congress.
Damn right I am, and I'll keep blocking. I will tell you, these subpoenas are way easier to dodge than spousal support, believe me. They can't garnish your checks with a subpoena. Matter of fact, the House Democrats just subpoenaed my former communications director, Hope Hicks. But I will tell you, you can forget it. It's no use, guys. I tried to subpoena her before, but she took a hard pass. I'm stuck in the friend zone.
Well, sir, judges ruled against you saying they have the right to review your financial records. You file an appeal to that ruling. Do you think you'll end up being forced to release your financial records?
Not a chance. As you've said, I filed an appeal to the ruling, and if they rule against it, I'll just file another appeal on my appeal. Then, if needed, I will file another appeal on my appeal on my appeal. You know, just standard stuff when you have nothing to hide.
President Trump, some people are worrying that your language against Iran is too strong and is going to lead us into war, sir. You said if Iran wants to fight, then that will be the official end of Iran. Any comment?
You know what? I'm going to listen to this nonsense, okay? Everybody knows that I've got the strongest and bestest language that anyone's ever heard or used. In all fairness, the language I'm using against Iran is the same language I used against Gary Busey and Gene Simmons when I fired them on The Apprentice. And that didn't lead us into war. I mean, it led to Busey trashing his dressing room on a Coke bender, but that's besides the point. Look, I'm not going to lie. I'd frankly love a deal with Iran or Iran or whatever the hell you call them. If I can deal with Meatloaf and his mood swings, then I can deal with their supreme leader. What's his name? The Adam Carolla. How many fingers am I holding up?
Mr. President, a New York Times report says some employees at Deutsche Bank say they saw some suspicious activity in accounts belonging to you and your son-in-law, Jared Kushner. How do you respond to that?
You know what? You lost me at New York Times report, Stacey. Fake news. Look, I don't know if I would listen to people who work at a German-controlled bank. Everyone knows that Germany's a little wacky. I mean, they still worship David Hasselhoff, for God's sakes.
Well, sir, we heard that someone hacked the United States Golf Association's database recently and changed your golf scores to higher numbers. What was your reaction when you heard that story, sir?
You know, I said the same thing that everybody else did when I found out. The U.S. Golf Association has a database? Who the hell's ever heard of that? Look, I gotta be honest. I felt incredibly violated. I really did. I mean, I haven't been this embarrassed by something with my name next to it since my son Eric. Seriously, let's not kid ourselves, all right? This was the most carefully orchestrated attempt to publicly humiliate me that didn't involve a porn star and a portobello mushroom reference. It really is.
Okay, well, sir, we hear that the trade war with China will hurt the pocketbooks of pet owners since pet treats, fish food come from China. Do you agree with that?
You know, this is more pure nonsense being put out by the fake news media. Pet owners have nothing to worry about. In fact, I don't know if you knew this, but Chinese pet treats are incredibly unhealthy. When my son Donnie was little and he brought home a good grade, we always used to reward him with $50 and a handful of snossages.
Although it hasn't been widely reported, we've heard that your son Don Jr. might be thinking about running for mayor of New York City. You think Don Jr. would make a good mayor, sir?
Oh, Donnie would be an amazing mayor. He really would. We're already working on a campaign slogan for him. Don Trump Jr. He'll put the ooh in New York City.
All right, thanks. Thanks for calling, Mr. President.
Stay huge, Stacey. Hey, Smokestack, want to get subpoenaed with me? Don't answer right away. Think about it, sweetheart.
Wait a minute.
I thought he swung that way. Break, Stacey.